make sure it's recording.
Yeah, it's on. Where are we going to put it on? Some music? I start off with that. Yes.
It's a beautiful morning. Yes, it is.
Good Monday morning to you, everybody. And we are in 2024.
We are in 2024.
Sorry, everybody out there. We want you guys to... We know traffic is bad. We know things are not as great as they should be in 24.
We know your bank account is...
to enlighten 2024.
A little skinny this
make it great
Monday morning.
And so, everybody out there, we just want you guys to get in your cars, drive away, and go to your destination, whether it may be... to yes. a great place or wherever place
work
you're going to.
Back home from work.
Wherever it is, we want you guys to know that it is going to be a great drive. You know why? Because Runner Gunner is going to be here with you the whole time.
That's right. We are the Runner and Gunner Monday Morning Podcast. Morning. America's favorite podcast and also UK's favorite podcast. We're here
to the United Kingdom
to keep you entertained and inspire you on your morning commute. This podcast is created for the working man and the working woman.
So work hard, get your butts out there, do what you gotta do, and man, just continue to be yourselves and be yourselves in an amazing way. Improve yourselves, actually. Be yourselves, improve yourselves, get well, get the health all the way to 100, you know, regenerate from what you were last year, and just, you know, whatever you're doing, make it better. And that's what we're trying to say here at the Runner and Gunner video game podcast. We're telling you guys.
That's what we're always trying to say.
America's greatest podcast is about improvement, greatness.
Yep.
And just creating times that are going to be amazing for you guys.
Because look at, you could have
your drive.
Everything that's good twice, three times, a million times. There's no limit to how much good you could accumulate in your life. There's no limit to how much good you could have. How much good you can give, you know, obviously the opposite of that is death.
You don't want that.
But having everything that's good, there's no limit to how much good you could have. And I know you're asking yourself, how much better can this year possibly get than the years prior? Well, you might be surprised to know, but we're about to find out because we are here in
2024.
Happy New Year's!
Happy New Year's!
Happy New Year's!
From the Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast.
The Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast, that is. Go ahead and check it out on your Googles and your Instagrams and your Boodaloos and your Badoos and Timbuktus and your Chucharoos and your Chincharrones.
And your Bayous and your up and down U's and your... And your highways and byways and up and down sideways.
And your Eva Mendes.
And your uneven Sundays as well, too. So everybody out there,
we want you to have a pleasant Monday morning.
Monday morning.
Have a pleasant Monday morning, Runner.
Cheers, Gunner!
Cheers, Runner!
And that's what it's about. It's about giving cheers and giving love and enjoying life.
And that's what it's about. This is the Monday Morning Video Game Podcast. The only Monday morning podcast in existence. Go ahead and check the time code on our video game podcast. Because we are the only Monday morning podcast, and that's, period, America's favorite podcast, that is.
America's number one, the greatest podcast in the US of A, America. And that's why we love Americans, because we are American, and that's what we're doing it for you guys and for us as well.
I love America.
For the people out there.
I love America. What could I say? You know, if I grew up in Peru, I'd love Peru. If I grew up in Brazil, I'd love Brazil. If I grew up in Japan, I'd love Japan.
Woo.
If I grew up in China, I'd love Japan. And if I grew up in Argentina, I'd love Argentina.
So, yeah, everybody out there, we love Japan,
no matter what.
A lot of love.
In fact, I do love Japan.
Don't forget about Germany, because we love Germany just as equally.
Shout out to Germany.
Love,
last month, beer of the month was Rothausen. Deep from the Black Forest of Chrono Trigger. I mean, Rothaus beers.
Rothaus
beers. The Black Forest of Rothaus, Germany. We drank those lagers down and they were delicious. Actually, they were pilsners. They were
delicious pilsners.
They were delicious pilsners, and they tasted just like nectar rolling down the trunk of a fruit tree.
And they tasted amazing, and we love them every freaking sip.
Yeah, it's like Germany. How do you make such good sips? The Mexican people are melting out here.
They are.
We need cold sips.
They're wondering why, how, and where do they get their ingredients, and how do they do it? Because they must brew it in a super special way. And Mexicans do make a good,
amazing. Using the Pacific Ocean for water, but you know, the beer tastes a little salty.
Yeah, it's a little salty.
But that Rothaus.
A little salty.
It tasted like apple juice. But it wasn't cider. It was great. It was just like bouncy greatness.
Yeah, it was just the best.
Bouncing around in your tummy, bouncing around your lips, just doing a joyous hop all around your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes all the way down. And then the buzz wasn't overpowering. It wasn't an overpowering buzz. It was just...
It was amazing.
As smooth and deep as the Black Forest of Germany. Rothaus Germany, that is.
So great that they said, Un Lafla.
Und Schutzer.
And they said, these guys created the greatest beer of all time. And we didn't create it. We just represented it.
We did. We represented it well.
So
for the Monday Morning Podcast.
The Monday Morning Podcast, and everybody heard it.
So shout out to you Germans.
Germans.
We'd like to say, Danke schön. Is that how you say it?
Badonka donk?
Yes. Badonka schön.
Okay. Yeah.
Badonka schön, as in, we thank you.
Yeah, we thank you. Danke schön.
Danke schön, we thank you.
Danke schön.
Also, we say that in our native tongue, gracias.
Gracias.
That's how you say it in America.
That's how you say it in America and in the whole part of the United States. And that's how you say thank you in America.
And also, America, there's nothing more American than baseball. Baseball's coming out, just like Trout. Just like Kershaw.
You know what's crazy?
Trout is actually straight.
Baseball now. Baseball is a big thing, and the Japanese are probably taking over. Why?
Ohtani.
And how? And who?
Good hits.
We're talking about Ohtani.
Pitching
and
hitting.
We're talking about Yamamoto. And we're talking about, they're trying to get another pitcher.
Pleasant behavior.
So it's crazy. Very, very pleasant behavior. They're well behaved. They don't go crazy.
They're not like Joe Kelly.
They come into America, and they do not Joe Kelly it.
Joe Kelly is pretty cool, though. But, you know.
They don't need to mock the team, and they don't need to do this and that and that and the other.
They don't
need to get suspended. All they have to do is just get on the field and show what they got.
They let the swings speak for themselves.
That's what sports are all about. Just getting on the field, kicking butt, and showing them what you got. And that's why Ohtani, Yamamoto, and all the other Japanese players are going to be
Yamaha. Yamaha pianos, Runner Gunner, sponsored by pianos, and is all instruments for that matter, Yamaha guitars. Yes, Yamamoto and Shohei Ohtani, the show.
Ohtani.
He won't be playing for the Angels no more. Aren't you guys a little worried that Ohtani's not going to be playing for the Angels no more? That means beers might go up to $17 for a tall can.
Probably like
$20.
Something like that.
All right, let me tell you. So at the theme parks at Disneyland, beers are $15 for roughly about 14 ounces.
Yep.
At Angel Stadium, they're about $18 for roughly around 24 ounces because they give the whole tall can.
For one,
$20 for one tall can.
What is that going to do for you? Nothing. Nothing.
For all you season players who go watch the game seasonally, man, that must be rough. Unless if you're loaded like, you know, Eddie Murphy or Donald Trump.
Eddie Trump?
If Donald Trump.
Eddie's Trump?
Or we'll say Jack Nicholson. Someone who we could agree we all love. Everybody loves Jack Nicholson, right? Can we agree? Everybody love. Do you have anything bad to say about Jack Nicholson?
Just that he's awesome.
So Jack Nicholson goes to every single Lakers game ever in Los Angeles.
Ever in life.
And he eats hot dogs. You know, everybody knows that Jack Nicholson eats chili dogs.
Lots Angel of chili Stadium. Dogs.
Of course, he is known to pack his own tuna sandwiches.
And guess what? But
most of the time he's spending
Subway
beers.
Subway went up to about $15 for two subs, so man.
Oh, man.
It's almost the same as buying it at the stadium, so might as well buy Subways at the stadium now.
So $20 for a Subway sandwich at Lakers Stadium.
Hot dogs are cheaper than...
Hot dogs are still like $9.
Than Subways.
Well, they were $5 4 years ago, but now they're $9, and it's kind of normal. The news stupid. Not that old stupid, but the new stupid.
Yeah.
Are we still talking about the new normal?
The new normal is the new stupid.
The same thing.
Wait a minute. 2024. Things are going to change, though.
Wait a minute. We're talking about food prices at stadiums.
Yeah, and so food prices at stadium are going to change. Why? Because if your team sucks,
we're not going to buy beer.
Then the beer prices will go down.
But wait, if the team sucks and they lose, doesn't that like make you want to drink more beers?
Man.
That's the dilemma. That's why people keep spending those prices, because they get stressed out. They get frustrated. Yep. And so they need another sip. And they're like, I'm only going to have one. I know I'm a season pass and I always have one, but this time it's just going to be one. And then their team loses. Like, not a little loss, a big loss.
A big loss.
And so you start stressing. 40, and then you put a bunch 35. Of DraftKings bets. And so your bets are not panning out as you thought they would be. And so, man, you need another sip. And that's another $20.
Another $40. $20.
How many 12-packs could you get for $40? At least two.
$40? At least maybe two. Two and a half. Maybe almost three, yeah.
You go to the right liquor store, you can get two and a half, 12-pack.
Two and then a 6-pack.
But it doesn't stop there, because then you had to buy two for your chick. And so that's four altogether. That's $80. So how many 12-packs can you get for $80?
Woo!
Even at the most expensive liquor store,
you could actually host a party for $80 worth of beer. You could host the party. You could have a
and watch
a
the
bucket.
Angels on your big screen TV.
And you could watch Angels on your big screen and bring people over, and you could buy your own hot dogs you could bring people over, have them eat, and you could feed them for about, you know, you pay what, $25, $30? You pay $30. For hot dogs and buns. No, wait.
So for two more sips, essentially, a six-pack at the Angel Stadium. For a six-pack worth of beer at the Angel Stadium, you could have a party and invite some people over.
Yes, you can.
And have the Angels blasting on your big screen TV with your Bose sound system. You know, they leave stains on the carpet. Well, you know, you spend $30 and wash those off. You're still coming up.
It's still good. And that's just a season game, people. We're just talking about one single game. And there's, what, 162 games through a MLB season?
It adds up.
Isn't it ridiculous? It's ridiculous. The prices are ridiculous.
Even for Jack Nicholson, it adds up.
Yeah, ask Jack Nicholson.
Hey, man, I know that those expensive tickets are going to get on your nerves, but for someone like me, money just doesn't matter.
Oh, thank you, Jack.
Thank you, Jack.
Maybe you could me off one ticket and give me one ticket for free and I'll be happy. That's all I want is one ticket.
So, Runner wants
considered
two tickets so Gunner could come too. You could just be the Jack you are. That's good enough for me. But Runner wants two tickets, so how about you give him those two tickets to Paradise? All right, everybody. Everybody out there, it's the Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast. How could we be the video game podcast without talking about video games? Well,
video games.
Let's shoot it to them. I've been playing Pilot Wings on N64 Online on the Nintendo Switch.
Are you talking about Pilot Wings, like old school?
1996.
You're taking it way back. Oh, man.
Pilot Wings.
So they ported, you're saying that they ported a video game into the Switch is called Pilot Wings.
Yes. So for N64 Online, for your Nintendo Switch, you get it for, what, $79 a month or something? You get Pilot Wings, which
sounds amazing.
Freaking one of the greatest games ever created. I know Lenny's can't play it because it's too hard. It's kind of like you got to work with the physics and the mechanics of the game.
Yep.
And you know Lenny's choose to watch story and cutscenes rather than play a game that actually has mechanics. Anyways, Lenny's. This game's called Pilot Wings. Why don't you play it? You got the Nintendo Switch, and you'll understand what Uncle Gunn is telling you.
So, what we're asking is, do they have a backstory to it, and how long is the backstory if they do have a story to it, and can you go through it very quickly, or does it, like...
I'm glad that you should ask, Runner.
An insurmountable amount of
insurmountable
time.
Insertions. Everyone out there.
That's what we're asking. That's what I was asking. And you know what? Overall, let's just ask this question in general. Why do video games have so much, what is it called?
Voice acting?
Voice acting and the screen time. And, you know, why? What's cinematic necessary about the cinematic cutscenes? Why do video games have cutscenes that are so expanded that they have
such
to...
extensive cutscenes, I know.
That they have to take over the video game. Like, has to conquer the video game. And sometimes it'll overrides the play, the gameplay.
Yeah, because all mechanics are... When a game has that many cutscenes and cinematics, you can almost guarantee that the game is going to move exactly like Sifu or Yakuza.
So our question is, are cutscenes in video games necessary?
Are they?
Are cutscenes in video games necessary, Gunner?
I know you Lennies are freaking sweating hearing us talk about this. You need the cutscenes because how are you going to have the story without the cutscenes?
This is something that we are going to talk about.
We're saying nobody needs the cutscenes. What if you had Red Dead Redemption on the Nintendo Switch ported over, but to get it to fit into the Nintendo Switch processor, right. They exactly. Cut out every single cutscenes and replaced it with word stories. It's like a script
just
or a
like
screenplay.
Just like the old games, just like NES,
and if you were
SNES.
Stupid enough and cared about the stupid story about dumb video games, then you could sit there and read it and have it play out in your mind instead of watching dumbasses acted out in embarrassment.
Cinematically.
And then it does embarrass me when I see video games acting all serious. It just cringes me.
Wait a minute, Gunner. We got to talk about this.
Osco.
But we got to pay tribute to our sponsors. So we will be right back.
When we come back, though, we're going to be talking about cutscenes in video games.
Cutscenes in video games. Cinematic film in video games.
And
is it really necessary?
Nintendo 64 online for the Nintendo Switch. Because come on.
Come
we
on.
We got 1080 came out for it. We got Wave Race. And... you know, what I was talking about, Pilot Wings. These games have phenomenal physics. For a Nintendo 64 game, for a game made in 1997, they still have better physics than today. And I know Lennies are going to argue that the graphics aren't as good, but we're gonna explain the reasons why you should choose these games instead of the new games. But we're going to talk about that when
and
you come back.
A whole lot
we're
more.
We're talking about a whole lot more, too.
After
these commercial breaks. The song? Oh, sorry, producers. Yes, we got to cue the song.
They're freaking late. I know. What happened? Thank you, producers.
Thank you. From a tree, dressed it up yeah. And they called it
Georgie. Georgie couldn't pass.
Play it for them, George. Honey, don't.
The Runner and Gunner Monday Morning Podcast.
The Runner and Gunner Monday Morning Podcast.
Well, it took nearly 35 years, but... a 13-year-old Oklahoma boy has become the first human to beat the original Tetris game. Check this out. His name's Willis Gibson. He was live streaming his record-setting 38-minute game. He reached an unheard-of level 157 when the game could no longer keep up with him and crashed.
And the video game crashed? So what they're saying is, this guy reached the final level and he finally crashed the game. And oh my God. I mean, I've crashed so many games in my life and I didn't get so excited and I didn't call the news. But I guess it's a big deal in this case.
I kind of understand. I mean, you know, weirdness and stupidness is one thing. But like, your adrenaline does crack in video games. Mm. Like, I'm playing Super Smash Brothers online. And I have, like, such intense matches that my hands start sweating and I start breathing fast. Like, no joke. And when I lose, I feel like this sadness, this weight of like, you know, misfortune. But then when I win, boom, like, oh, dude, my heart's beating. I feel like freaking King of the Lions, you know?
Adrian,
it's a strange feeling. So like, I could almost understand this little punk with his little shaggy Dumb and Dumber pumpkin pie cut hair. I can
Apple
almost understand what he might have been filming. 13 years old.
He was 13 Scooty. And he had a blue Scooty, little scooter haircut.
Yeah,
and all he did was put a bowl on his head and play Tetris. So his mom, during the Tetris game, it is well known that his mom put a bowl on his head and shaved around and around. And so that is actually the miracle of the day.
The miracle of the day is the kid had a haircut that was shaved by his mom putting a bowl on his head and shaving around.
Around and around.
Round and round. All right, everybody. We are back. It is the Monday Morning Video Game Podcast. And boy, do we have a topic for you.
Monday Morning Rocks.
But before we go into that topic, we just want to give some love
to
all you Lennies and ladies out there. First of all, Lennies,
okay.
We love you.
Let's tell the Lennies how they need to get the
Don't be a jabroni.
Lennies,
love, love,
love, and love more. That's what we're telling you, Lennies. Stop the hate.
Stop it.
Stop the fake thoughts. And
stop doing
whatever you're doing that is negative towards the earth and not bringing you in to the goodness of the world. And if you're doing that, then you already know that it is bringing you negative responses and repositories. So what you gotta do is be awesome.
That's right.
Be a non-Lenny and don't say, hello, my name is Lenny.
What's up with
that
movie?
That's what you shouldn't do.
And ladies out there, we just wanna tell you, stay beautiful. You don't even have to go walking that much. But as long as you go walking some, your legs will be so shapely and your abdomens will be so nice and your shoulders will be so soft and those big, beautiful breasts will be so... Hold on.
Wait a minute.
Whoa. We got a little too far right there. Everybody out there, this is the Running Gunner Video Game Podcast.
This is what we're saying.
Ladies out there, if you are beautiful...
And if you're not beautiful, but I think all ladies are beautiful, we just want to tell you
that you need to listen to this show a little bit more often because we're talking about stupid things, fun things,
and amazing
things that make you laugh, things that have no purpose other than just to make you happy and smile. We are the men that you want to see every day. Why? Because we are gentle. And with that being said, we have plenty of show to talk about.
And that's why we got to get on to our next subject, or the current subject before the commercial break, which we were talking about is...
Scooty.
Scooty in video games. What? No, wait. It's about...
How did Scooty break the records? We already talked about it. Rewind the show. No, we were talking about unwanted cutscenes.
And the cutscenes that are not wanted.
We're not talking about Ray Liotta getting hired to make a video game that's parodying Scarface and Goodfellas. We're not talking about that.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Really cool.
And I watched every single one
and
of those cutscenes and enjoyed them.
Ray Liotta was cool. Yeah, me too.
I know that voice. The freaking Goodfellas voice. Hey, that's funny, man. How's that funny? You know, hey, I didn't mean anything by it.
He actually did it. He got in the booth and actually... did it. And the graphics weren't the greatest.
They weren't the greatest. They weren't the grass either.
They weren't the grass. I mean, who was smoking grass? I mean, who was? But it was probably grass. Anyway.
Cocaine.
So.
That's how
he died.
It
was a sniffy? Sniffles? Yeah. He died of the sniffles.
Yes. He died of some sniffles, but.
We don't know what the real cause is, but you know what's happening.
He also didn't play video games. He went on record as saying that he didn't know what it was. They just said, hey, we need your talent.
Yeah.
Here's some money.
Yep.
He took it as an actor. He was like, oh, this
is
a gig.
You want me to act it out, and I'm going to play my part?
Yeah. Hey, guys, you want me to act it out? Well, then all I got to do is be Tommy Vercetti. Well, then let's do the game then.
Yep. And then he just went back to his roots of being a gangster in the movies, gangster in the video games.
I don't think the game
nailed it.
Realized how magnificent his voice role would be in that video game. because they went on and they hired nobodies to be the lead actors, the lead actors in their next games, and none of the lead actors have achieved or held a light to what to what Ray Liotta's done.
Racketeer,
okay. The Rocketeer was good also, and I agree.
Because CJ, you know, he didn't talk much. He was dope, though. And the actor who played CJ was dope.
CJ was good.
He was just a voice actor.
Little Easy guy and the fat guy. And I mean, everything was good.
But that one was more about the characters, you know, like the fat guy, the Easy E guy.
Yeah, they were more about...
Willie Nelson.
Yeah. It was more...
Samuel L. Jackson was the cop.
Samuel L. Jackson was actually the cop.
Chris Penn was the other cop.
Chris Tucker was the other cop.
Chris Tucker wasn't in it, but he should have been. He should have been. He should have been Smokey.
Yeah, he should have been Smokey.
The prize is low for Friday.
Imagine
in a video
that.
Game.
Oh, man. Imagine if he would have reprised. You're exactly right. Why do they not have a Friday video game featuring CJ, Smokey, Ice Cube, a big perm, and all
Dr.
them.
Dr. Dre.
And all them. Yes,
Eminem's
exactly.
still alive.
Exactly. I don't understand why they don't have them.
So they get voice actors who are very much a part of SAG in the industry. And they don't have the talent. They were taught how to be voice actors in school.
Exactly.
But they don't have, you can't teach
talent.
Well,
it's a whole different issue when you're playing a cartoon. Like, look at The Simpsons, for instance. The Simpsons are filled with talented actors and talented animated actors.
And
that doesn't mean
the video game
that
was
they're
awesome.
Gonna get on the screen and kick some butt. You know, that doesn't mean that they're gonna get on the movie screen and actually go out there and act.
That's true.
It
though.
Means that they have this voice that is gonna take you over, that's gonna take your mind into a different realm and just
but how
say,
did Ray Liotta
holy
do it?
Moly. They have amazing acting abilities of these kind of characters. They captured the character. They looked at the character and they said, they're going to sound like this. And they did it. They switched their voices up. And so that's real talent when it comes to animation acting. And they, you see what I'm, what we're saying is that they try to bring this to the freaking.
The small screen or the playable screen. What should we call it? The playable screen.
Playable screen. Exactly. Yeah. Just to. Yeah, it's to do that, and it's so stupid.
It's
like,
too stupid.
Sometimes you get blessed, just like we were talking about Ray Liotta. He was just a blessing for Grand Theft Auto.
He's just a blessing for the industry of video games and movies. It was like
just the way he carried himself,
the blend.
And the way he was, and the way the video game was produced and laid out. It was so perfect for that guy just to play that role, and
it was the way he did it. He didn't know it was a video game.
Exactly.
Yeah, he didn't know it was a video game. He was taking it as a job. He was taking it as a job. And this guy had tremendous talent already. So for him to take on a job.
Super talented.
Just anything this guy touches is going to be gold, especially
and they knew it. And
gangsters.
They knew it. And they knew it. And
they
had this
it.
Role. And what is cool is that they had the role laid out. It wasn't like,
they developed
you know
the
what
game
I mean? Like, we're gonna do this role. Yeah, exactly. The role was laid out. And then they're looking for, hey, who could play this guy perfectly? You know,
about the guy who played him.
Ray Liotta. Exactly.
The Goodfellas.
And they were like, whoa, Goodfellas? Heck yeah. Let's
Goodfellas.
Get that guy in. And so they brought him in the studio. And what did he do? Not only did he nail it, but he became probably one of the greatest video game actors of all time. I'm just throwing it out there. And I'm just telling you. If you ever play GTA Vice City, and if you disagree with me, our gunner, then you can tell us. You guys, just let us know. You know where to get out.
He started to touch me. He started to grab me. I told him to stop. He didn't stop. I hit him back.
All right, Ray.
And then he got really angry.
What are you going to do about that, Ray?
Get on your freaking horse, Ray.
Or shall we say, Tommy?
You sure you're all right? Huh?
Yeah.
Go inside and get yourself together.
Go inside.
Yeah.
Go inside.
Here
we go. Some GTA.
GTA. Oh,
everybody, listen up. This is exclusive footage. Ray Liotta.
Brings his
GTA.
Pistol, but he don't need it.
This is based off of the GTA character.
Yes.
Listen up, everybody.
This scene is actually very inspirational to that game.
Vice City.
What do you want, fucko? You want some? Huh?
Hey. Hey.
Whoa.
I swear, my fucking mother, if you touch her again, you're dead.
Don't shoot.
Don't shoot. I'm a lady.
Wow. Shit. All right. Excuse the language. This will not be
aired. Sorry about that. Producers, can you edit that out?
Producers, thanks. What? You can? Thanks.
Well,
thank you.
Do your best. Yeah, thank you, guys.
They're going to edit that out.
Yeah, they'll edit it out. Okay. Well, excuse the language in that. And we wanted to play Ray Liotta. And, you know, in our opinions, this guy nailed it. You know, did you agree, Gunner, that Ray Liotta nailed it for that character? In Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, for God's sake, it's you. Oh, jeez. I'm going to need new pants.
So is this, that was Grand Theft Auto, right? Mexican Vice City?
Even those Cuban refugees are cutting themselves a piece of some nice action.
But it's all drugs, Sonny.
I have been sitting in...
So what we're saying is, yes, he did nail it. And there was nothing far-fetched from him... to not nail it. I mean, they already knew who was going to play it, but it was just a matter of how to find him and how much money they were going to pay him. And he didn't even get paid a lot, which was crazy. He should have got paid way more than he got paid, because back then, these games weren't as much.
I like this shirt. As soon as we're ready, I can send the fake crap up north. What's that guy think this is? Some free art crap? Geez, like anyone ever watched movies about fish? Okay, let's see what kind of shit I've inherited with this place. What a nice lady.
And this is all Tommy Vercetti.
You know what's funny?
The real actor, Ray Liotta.
For Grand Theft Auto, the game. And you probably think to yourself... There
you go.
That, wow.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, Ray. What do you got for us?
Yo, Ray. Trying to make the show go with a joystick
okay.
right now.
We know
that's right.
Rest in peace as well, but we're just trying to talk to you about Grand Theft Auto.
Because
that's the main thing. Everybody wants to know.
We
all
want to
know. How did you do it?
Now. Is that surprising to you?
Totally. So I had no idea. I'm not a game player. I was never the Pac-Man guy when that first game came out. I was never into that stuff at all.
It's not cool to say. I was a big Ms. Pac-Man guy. I gobbled up all those
points. Games, and this was like it's just like it sold like 8 million units. It's like a $400 million movie.
It's like, oh, it's huge. It's yeah, it's like you're in a huge hit movie.
There you go.
Huge. I said, did you hear what they said, everybody? 8 million. Do you hear? Okay, they call that
a success.
For example, let me give everybody one little tiny example, and I'm not gonna bring out the Beatles, and I'm not gonna bring out everybody, but I'm just gonna talk about Tupac. Tupac Shakur. All Eyes on Me, his biggest album, sold 8 million. And that was his biggest album.
So this was how many?
8 times
this was
platinum.
400 million, they said?
They said that was equal to the biggest album, you know, to...
I was a Pac-Man guy when that first game
came
out.
Let's hear it again.
I was never into
right
that
on.
Stuff at all.
It's not cool to say
how many million
Ms.
again?
Pac-Man guy. I gobbled up all those glowing
blues. In terms of any kind of games, I never played games. And this was like... It's just like it sold like 8 million units. It's like a $400 million movie.
Oh, it's huge, yeah.
See, 8 million, he said like 8 million, so that means...
And that was back in 2004.
You know what it is now? It's beyond.
Yeah.
It's beyond. And we're not even talking about the remakes and the remasters.
It's
and
beyond.
All this stuff. It is bank. And Rockstar, right on. You know, Rockstar, keep on doing what you do. We're hoping and pushing forward that you guys... We'll create the best GTA 6 and just make it like San Andreas or Vice City. One of those two, and I'll be so thrilled. But if you make it like GTA 5, I don't think I'll be as thrilled.
So it says right here on the interweb that 17 million copies have been sold since then.
Yeah, inter?
That's what the interweb says.
Inter? Inter?
Yes, we got it hooked up. But... GTA 5
Cinco
has sold 190 million units. So compared to that 8 million units that Vice City sold when it first came out with Vice City.
You see the difference.
And Tommy Vercetti, I mean.
Now we're talking about the difference.
You see the difference.
Exactly.
One game.
Huge.
Lots of cutscenes. Voice actors that are good. It started this wave. But they only sold $8 million units, and GTA 5 has sold 190 million units. Either way, 17 million, 8 million, whatever, how many units Vice City has sold altogether?
You say 190 million?
190 million units of GTA 5.
Oh, Lord.
That is pretty much like...
That's a bunch.
They talk about...
Hold on.
We got to tell you about Nikes real quick.
Okay. Yeah, Nikes.
They'll make you float. Like Shaquille O'Neal.
Like a boat.
And also, Nikes are very comfortable.
And they will fit so smooth that you will float on air when you're walking. When you walk, every step is a step closer to the clouds.
Yes.
Nike. Get them
Fly like illegal. A paralegal. Fly like a paralegal.
Or illegally.
But yes.
Anyways, everybody, go get your shoes, man. Go get those shoes. They are amazing.
17 million copies versus 190 million copies. The GTA is much more a part of American culture than the TV leads us to believe.
Yes.
They don't ever talk about GTA on the TV. They don't ever talk about killing innocent people and beating ass and taking your frustrations out in a video game. They don't ever talk about that.
Exactly.
But
man,
it is more part of our culture than Kim Kardashian, our NBC News, our CNN, or the election even.
Yes.
GTA is more popular than the election.
Why? And we asked ourselves why. You know what? To be honest.
It can't be because those cutscenes can't.
Cutscenes are more important than the freaking...
movies that are being released.
Exactly. And not only that, then the electrical, what's it called?
Yeah, the presidential elections.
There you go. No, going against each other and going head to head and all this stuff.
The debates.
There you go.
Yep.
It's bigger than the Democratic and Republican debates. When they're going head to head. And these cutscenes that everybody looks forward to are amazing. Like, people love them and they're
just... It's true. I don't like them, but people love them.
Me too. I don't like them. And to be honest, I think that we should... find a way of freaking cutting them out. Like
cutting those.
Just cut them. All right, cut them out completely.
CGI cut
completely. Scenes. And what we should do with them is just like me and Gunner have talked about it already. And what we should do with them is like cut them short and just make them like the old school games where you could have the little words, like little mumbling, and then just press whatever button, X, A, B, D, F, G.
But at the same time, the people have spoken, and 190 million units is 190 million units.
Yeah, that's...
Like, all those cutscenes in GTA 5 and still 190 million units. Are they playing the story mode over continuously? Maybe not.
No, it's all online. I think.
And if that's the case, then we got some separations to do in these analytics.
190 million, right?
Yeah, we got to take that into consideration that these people aren't spending their time watching the cutscenes.
I think about 100
They're spending their time
100 million
in loading,
at least.
Loading screens, at least.
At least 100 million is possibly online. Because you know how old this game is? This game is so old, it came out on PS3.
2010?
People... They came out on PS3, Xbox One. I mean, this is an old game. Did it come out on Xbox One? I'm not sure. But I do know that it came out on PS3 for sure. And they figured out ways to modify it. I don't know what it is.
2013, that's when it was released.
It's probably lies. I'm not sure. But I heard that there's different things going on. Anyways.
But regardless, it's so American culture. GTA 5 is so American.
Yes.
And nobody's talking about it except for the Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast.
Yes, we are.
And we told you we were going to talk about video games before
That's
this episode ended.
That's all we talked about.
And so GTA 5 is more American than apple pie this year. It is more American than potato pie. Sweet potato pie.
Sweet potato pie.
It is more American than...
Bean pie.
Bean soda.
Choro. No, it's fine.
Tacos. More American than tacos.
More American than burritos con choro.
It truly is.
Everybody
out there.
We want you guys to know that we love you guys, and we're telling you about how cutscenes are not supposed to be in video games, and they're not supposed to be. But for the most part, Lennies love the cutscenes. Like, they're all, cutscenes are what make the game.
More cutscenes, please.
Because why?
It gives me time to go get a drink of chocolate milk.
Video game producers and creators spend all their money on actors for cutscenes. It's so stupid and it makes no sense. But we're just giving you our opinions. And this is our opinions only.
All right, everybody.
So
you
I already know. Would you rather have a long cutscene or would you rather have a quickly readable fast forward? And if you do miss something, you could go back and reread it and recapture where you had to go, where you had to be, where you were before.
The audience has spoken. Audience out there, what is the reason you like cutscenes so much? What is the reason you don't like cutscenes? What is the reason for cutscenes? I'm telling you, I've been playing Pilot Wings, and it has got no cutscenes.
Tell them how long you've been playing this stuff, Gunner.
At least, like, accumulated, like, 40 minutes, an hour and a half, something like that.
But how many years of your life? I mean, if you could accumulate it to years, how many years do you think you wasted just watching these stupid, necessary
cutscenes.
Necessary, but unnecessary. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's necessary to watch, but it's unnecessary for us to look at. So anyways, how many years?
Probably more time loading.
And then you gotta watch it. And then sometimes you're forced to watch it. Luke,
I am your father.
Some cutscenes I don't mind. Like the Batman cutscenes, you know, they are pretty sexy.
I mean, for the most part,
Harley Quinn's in them.
Some are alright. But for the most part, that's what I'm saying. The most part are unnecessary caca scenes. You know what I mean?
It's just caca. Doo-doo. It's garbage.
Just doo-doo. Just freaking crappy actors. Crappy scenes and crappy setups.
Oh, man. It's so terrible. Everybody, I can't even tell you how terrible cutscenes are to me. And I played Spider-Man Part 2, the PlayStation 5 game.
Did you really?
They seriously have you walking around with a plate of food in your hand. You can't move. You can't deter. You can't crash. Really? You can't fight.
Really?
You have to walk a plate of food, immovable, around a mansion. And that's the game.
Wow.
The whole entire game is carrying a plate of food around.
Oh my gosh. So you're pretty much, okay. So what you're telling us, Gunner, is at the beginning, is this the beginning cutscene or is it one of the cutscenes?
So in the beginning, you pick up the plate of food. And then in the end, you're still holding the plate of food.
Okay, so Gunner, what you're saying is that your waiter at the beginning of Spider-Man?
That's what I'm saying.
What in the world is going on? Ladies and gentlemen, come on, people.
Come on now.
Fight it. Fight it. Let's ask the developers what in the heck is going on in their minds when they want us to hold a plate of food for a freaking hit game. You want us to pay $70, $80 for this crap?
For real?
To hold food. Come on.
To hold food. Are you kidding me? And Lenny's right. They're probably turning off the show right now. Did you hear how much they were cussing? They were cussing. Put it back on Cardi B.
To hold freaking food, really? Okay,
to hold
Gunner, back
food.
To this. Back to this. So how long is that food holding? So that, did you play the whole scene or did you just check it out and look into it? I mean, how long was Spider-Man holding this plate of doo-doo? And it doesn't even matter what he's holding. He could be holding caviar. He could be holding the best steak. He could be holding the best Kobe beef from Japan, from the greatest cows that have been, you know, trained their whole life just to get slaughtered and
tell
sliced.
You the truth, that the entire game has that element of holding a plate of food and walking around a mansion. It has the entire game has that element where they stop the gameplay so that you can hold some form or another of the plate of food and walk around listening to stupid voice actors talk in their Hollywood voices. Dude, did you totally hear that? I said no, but they said it's good wine.
And back to our point. Are cutscenes really necessary?
Are they?
In video games.
Do you guys enjoy walking plates of food around in a video game?
Are cutscenes really necessary?
You could be walking a plate of food around in real life. Mm-hmm. Is that why you play video games? To do what? You can
seriously,
do in real
man.
Life?
You could bring a pizza
even
to
even in
house.
Real life, you could throw the plate of food on the floor. You could do whatever you want with it.
You could take a skateboard, and if you really want to feed your family, go down the street to your local pizza place and get them a big old pizza with some potato wedges and some pasta and some salad and all this stuff.
Big old plate of food.
Big old plate and a big old box
and then walk it home.
Put it on your arm, on your hand and on your head and on your other arm.
And while you're walking it home, you could just stick to the sidewalk. Don't
bounce it up.
Don't go down any other streets. Don't talk to, don't interact with anybody. Just hold that plate of food and then, you know, maybe think out loud, talk to yourself. And walk it all the way home.
All the way home.
And then when you get home, don't even open the door unless the game allows you to open the door until you finish listening to people talk.
Unless you press BX or whatever the freaking open door button is.
First, you got to listen to the rest of the voice acting.
Or whatever it is.
The amazing voice acting.
Or space bar.
So then an hour and a half after the voice acting is finally ended, then you could press B and walk in your house where you're met with holding your plate of food while you walk around an environment that you can't interact with.
Wow.
We're saying your dog, you can't interact with your dog, can't turn on the TV, you can't move a plate of food around on the table because you're already holding a plate of food.
You're going to move the table.
Can't move a chair.
Wow.
Nothing moves. It's like Twilight Zone. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Wow. Wow. It's just amazing to me that
I think
that
it's amazing. I love it.
They put so much into these stories, yet the imperfections are really horrible, horrifying. It's like, man, why can't you just do what we said, which is press a button, say, I'm carrying this plate of food, and type it. I'm carrying this plate of food. I'm taking it to whoever, and then type it out and type why you're carrying it, where you're carrying it, and where it needs to go. And then after that, go kick some butt. You know, whatever. Drop off the food.
That's right.
Drop off the food, and you could be the fake pizza guy or the fake taco guy or the fake whatever guy.
As a game developer,
go in there and kick some butt.
Why would you? You shouldn't even put that. Like when you're mapping out games, you're like, hold on, this is the part where he carries a plate of food around,
right,
and we'll get voice actors to fill in all the stupidness because this game is garbage. And Lennies won't understand. They won't even realize how garbage this game is. So we're now expanding a 30-hour game into a 40-hour game.
Wow.
Because you could walk around with plates of food and can't interact with anything.
That's what marketers
are thinking. Well, you know, as long as they're playing for 40 hours, they won't know the difference.
So
Lennies, we know the difference.
Okay, so what is going on with their minds? You know, that's what we're asking.
And they're developing games. That's like, it's 3 years. Every single day you're waking up.
You know how many gigabytes.
Developing this part
waste.
Where you walk around with
that's
food.
That's what we're saying. Gigabytes wasted walking around with food. We're talking about gigabytes.
Gigabytes, terabytes.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Terabyte. Just so much space for other interactions. I mean, other special moves, whatever. You could do whatever.
But don't worry, they turn their 3-hour game into a 40-hour game, and that's what Lennies want, right?
Jeez.
You'd rather hold a plate of food for 5 hours than to actually just have a 3-hour game.
So
that's
what
awesome.
We're saying is 2 hours of gameplay, 2 hours of freaking, you know, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make zero sense. And then, man. And then puzzles are cool. I agree. Why not turn them into puzzles, actually? Why not do that? Why not just turn it into puzzle games?
You know.
Or mini games. There's so much mini games within the game. Why can't they just turn it into mini games, you guys?
We got to take a commercial break.
Yeah.
But when we come back, we're going to be talking about...
We're going to finalize
Nintendo 64 Online for the Nintendo Switch. It's here, everybody.
And it is here, and it is right next to you. And we're going to talk about that. And a whole lot more
after these commercial breaks.
The Runner and Gunner Monday Morning Podcast.
The Runner and Gunner Monday Morning Podcast. Welcome back. We'd like
to thank all our sponsors. Thank you very much for sponsoring the
Runner
and Gunner Show, the video game podcast,
and
America's favorite podcast. So thank you guys out there. Back to what we were talking. What were we talking about again, Gunner? Can you remind them?
Cutscenes in video games. Are they really necessary?
Are they necessary or are they buttery? We don't know.
We didn't even know. We just know that a lot of development time is spent on these said. Cut scenes. Lots of developing time. So much so that the game gets underappreciated, underdeveloped.
Did you say they gallop? Like horses?
You know, like...
A pony? Dig a pony? I dig a pony.
When you spend more time on things that don't matter, but sell...
Right on.
It's so dumb.
It's a waste of time, actually. Okay, so what it is...
It's like rap music today. It's like, yeah, it sells, but it sucks.
It's an opinional thing. I think rap music today is amazingly bad, and I don't like it too much, but I do... I got that from Snoop Dogg in a commercial.
I think it's amazing.
That was a lame joke.
Lee bad also.
Yeah, we do agree, at least. So, everybody out there, yeah... It is a thing about cut scenes that suck. And we have Run and Gutter do agree about cut scenes that suck. Because they do. It's a waste of time, people. Why do you spend your money? You know what I mean? Like, you spend big bucks. You spend 80, 60, 100, 150.
Those microphones are expensive.
If you want it before launch. I'm talking about, like, big, big video games that people... look forward to, and then these freaking cutscenes, just like it's gonna happen, and it's foreseen. Let me be Nostradamus, Game Old Damus, or whatever the heck you want to call me.
Tago Damus.
but we are gonna say that in the future, things are gonna stay the same. GTA is gonna stay the same. GTA 6. I am predicting that.
Eeny beanie, chili beanie. The spirits are among us.
My big old weenie. And everybody, we know that it's going to be the same.
It's going to be the same. It's going to be the
same. They're just going to have these long old cutscenes, just like when Red Dead Redemption 3 comes out. I really, really hope that they cut out these long cutscenes, because in Red Dead Redemption 2, Rockstar...
I'd like to thank the Academy.
I love Rockstar, and I love everything they do, but at the same time...
There might be a game that wins the Academy Award someday.
People.
But it ain't now.
It ain't ever gonna happen. Come on.
It ain't ever gonna happen
in life. What the heck are you talking about, Gunner? It ain't ever gonna happen. Never, ever.
So stop. So just stop.
Yes, video game of the year award is
Tommy
amazing.
Lee Jones and Sissy Spacek as the main characters in your stupid video game, and they put on the stupid suit where they get to capture their video game likeness.
Right.
Even then, it's not going to be good, and nobody's going to want to sit through a video game where you're forced to watch two characters talk to each other.
Interaction for, like, what? Like, 10 minutes of interaction BS? And it just gets you angry. It just, you have to sit there, and you're pressing these buttons. You're pressing all these buttons, and you're trying to just past this
I
scene.
Know, me
and
too.
And you can't do it. And you can't do it. And it's so frustrating because you have to sit there and you're like, oh, man. All right, well, it's time to go grab some water, time to take a nap, whatever you got to do. Read something, you know, read an article.
It's horrendous.
You know, grab a snack, go bake a cake, whatever you got to do.
Bake a cake, take a class, you know, read a manuscript.
Did you say take a crap?
Yeah, that too.
Unload. See, so what they're unloading upon us is
garbage.
Horrific caca.
It's
doo-doo, and it's the industry's way of saying, ha, 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 we got you by the huevos.
But you sold 190 million copies.
We have you by the huevos rancheros.
So to statistics say, analytics prove that we have to keep doing it.
Benedict?
All the eggs Benedict that the producers are filled with.
Their omelets are good, though. Man, but, yeah.
Those executives are filled
Denver
with
omelets.
Tons of deviled eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Their legs are starting to
ooze and they have you by the omelets, everybody. Come on. And it's the truth. And we, as,
it's true.
As the
they have
consumers
you
as, and as the buyers and
you
as
are
the players,
consumers,
we just want it to
do not be.
Stop. We just want it to stop. That's all we want.
Yeah.
Oh, we just end it or... The alternative, which is very cool, which Runner and Gunner actually have been interacting about, which is cool, which is all you got to do is press a button and see the talking. And
like, we love you.
They could underline the words that are
but we don't listen
for
to
something
you.
Specific or some kind of, you know, journey or level or whatever it is, leveling up or whatever it is. Just underline it or highlight it or something. just to get rid of these cutscenes.
So everybody out there, stop watching cutscenes. Start rebelling against cutscenes because it's taking away from the physics in the video game. You're letting these developers who have no talent make a video game and pass it over to you because it's got cutscenes, and you can sit there and watch cutscenes for 40 hours.
Yeah.
The physics are just like Yakuza and Sifu. Those are the only games that exist nowadays. Even Spider-Man is Yakuza. Even God of War is
Sifu. So you're saying all those have cutscenes as well, right? The ones you're speaking
of? God of War's got cutscenes. Spider-Man's got cutscenes. God of War's actually got plates of food. You know, you walk around with a plate of food.
Like Spider-Man. You said Spider-Man has plates of food, so God of War has the same ordeal. Like
Yakuza, I think it's called The Way of the Dragon now, or it's called something Dragon now, the Yakuza series.
Really?
Plates of food. It's a whole game.
That's God of War has changed their name, is what you're saying?
No, they're just all designed exactly the same.
What is that? I don't know
Yakuza
what that is.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and now it's like...
Oh, okay. That's a whole different game. I understand what you're saying. Yes, that's
but
a Japanese game.
All these open world games,
which is cool, which is awesome. It's an awesome game, but it does have cutscenes.
Tears of the Kingdom didn't have. Tears of the Kingdom is the way you do it.
The TOC,
TikTok.
Talk, yeah.
Zelda TikTok.
Yeah, you could fast through that. Like you could blah blah blah. If you don't want to learn whatever these guys are telling you.
Yeah, exactly.
Press the button.
Press the button.
Button
smash, and the game is more about the physics and jumping around and flying and climbing than it is about some voice actor doing voice acting. Even Zelda sounds dumb because they didn't care.
Shout out to Switch.
Shout out to the Nintendo Switch. They're doing it, of course.
Because Nintendo invented that, you know? That's what it is. Nintendo invented that, and what did PlayStation and everybody... Well, everybody
try to go cinematic.
PlayStation invented cinematic, so we know that.
They did.
Back then it was awesome.
And like we were talking about in the previous episode, if you're going to do a cinematic, how about you use real people?
Real actors.
So like, you know, you bring in all the people and they come in and put on that stupid suit so you can video capture them. How about you just put them in the city and record an actual movie?
Yes, exactly.
So if GTA 5 was actually acted out with people, like actually Ray Liotta and like 50 Cent and some crazy guy, Bryan Cranston or whatever. If it was actually acted out,
Steve-O,
Steve-O's appearance was actually Steve-O, it would be freaking awesome.
Steve-O,
and then it turned back into a video game. But then when the cutscene came, it was an actual movie.
And Mr. Knoxville, that'd be cool.
I can get invested in that.
Shout out to Johnny Knoxville and Steve-O.
Because it must be part of my human genome, but I like watching other people film movies and tell stories. You know, I like watching human people tell the stories and, you know, act out morals and lessons. I don't like watching cartoons. I don't care if you call it anime or trigonometry or whatever
you
call it.
Yeah.
Me no likey cartoons, because cartoons are for babies. And video games are not for babies. So you understand the difference, right, Lenny? A man who's 35 and has no children shouldn't be watching cartoons, because cartoons are for babies. So I know right now you're sweating, you're freaking scratching your feet and scratching your freaking legs, and you're like, the Renner and Gunner, they cuss too much. There they go cussing. Here we're cussing, guys. Here, this is a big old cuss word. Cartoons are for children. Video games are not for children.
Yeah, they're made for adults plus. I mean,
it's like the television is not for children.
They have special
cartoons,
video games for that.
All for children.
But for the most part, it is for all of us. You know, everybody, preteen, teen, and up. You know, like
yes.
And if you're so dumb that your kid doesn't understand violence and takes violence to the next level, then you're just dealing with a psycho. It's not even freaking, like, you know, it's not even that he was already jacked up from the beginning.
Yeah, you know.
If your kid is freaking tearing heads off of birds and, you know, poking cats in the wrong places and stuff like that.
Then he's already a psycho.
It was already from the start. So everybody, I mean, it's not even, let's not blame video games for any kind of violence. We know what it is. There's so much more violence going on in the music industry these days. If you want to blame something, blame it on music industry.
Yeah.
In music industry
blame it on
or
Cardi B.
Or the movie industry too. Because there's so much more violence in the movie industry, the music industry, the video game industry. All they're trying to do is entertain. Just like every other industry.
Yes.
But their entertainment is a whole different thing. It's visual. It is what's it called? Physical. When you press your thumbs against it.
Interacting?
And but the acting sucks, though. That's what we're saying. The acting
That's what we're saying sucks. Is that, like, we don't want to watch people act.
We don't want them in to video act games, in the video
unless
games.
It's a real movie, like Resident Evil Part 1 on the Sega Saturn, when they had pretty real cool. movies.
Pretty cool. And Leon and
and it was such a reward. Like you'd play this game
because they would
and you would unlock a real movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like not no stupid CGI. Well,
also it was the same as PS1.
Bunch
I think
of
Resident
psychos
Evil
psychos are talking
Resident
to each other.
Resident Evil is a whole different. You know that's why the classics will always be the classics because of what they did and what they laid down.
They
laid down the foundation of what we now call. Video game cutscenes. But video game cutscenes messed up. For some reason, they went crazy. Like, this was so cool back then. And they made the cutscene CGI. They made it all the same. You know, AI.
It lost its innocence.
And they made it AI, and they made it cool AI.
You know,
which was amazing.
Like a lot of things, when they lose their innocence, they're not as fun, you know? They're, like,
yeah.
The game's gone, you know?
Yes.
Like, for instance, BMX, Dave Mirra, BMX. And then Dave Mirra BMX Part 2.
Yeah.
Amazing games, amazing sequel, amazing build off each other.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, they went pornographic and made BMX Triple X, where you could watch strippers take off their tops.
Wow. Well, that's not good for... Wait a minute. How can
it
I get this
sounds good on paper.
Wait, where can I get this game? I don't know.
You can get it at GameStop
can
or
I get it,
online.
Okay, hold on. But let me go look up.
But the problem was, though... that the game started to suck. So yeah, you could like beat the game.
You said Sega Saturn was the first one?
This was PlayStation 2.
Oh, PS2.
And Xbox. It was called BMX Triple X. But there was BMX Dave Mirra, BMX Dave Mirra Part 2, and then it was Dave Mirra BMX Triple X.
Yes.
But Dave Mirra saw that the game sucked, so he sued them, so they had to take off his name. So it was just called BMX Triple X.
Okay.
And it was the third one of the game, but it wasn't half as good as the second one. Because they put all their time and energy into putting strippers in it.
So you're saying that Dave Mirra was the greatest creator of BMX. And then they took his game and took it to the crapper.
Yep.
The crap hole. And
Took it to the loo.
Yeah, messed it up. Yeah, just took it down the drain. And then...
And it wasn't so bad that they brought the strippers into the game and they were showcasing that. It was bad that the game sucked. And that's what we're saying. Like, you could pretty much just relate that back to everything we were saying today, and that is that cinematic cutscenes ruin the gameplay because you're spending more time on getting strippers to act in your movie than you are
actually
developing
doing
the game.
The gameplay are developing.
Everybody out there
are developing.
We got
anything.
So much more of this to talk about, but we're not here to ruin your Monday morning.
Yeah,
we're here to inspire our Monday morning.
You guys and to,
so just think about what we said.
Uplift you guys.
We know you've turned
what?
Off
if you do
long
like,
ago.
If you do like cutscenes, then hey, more power to you. And I hope that you guys get the greatest cutscenes in the future.
Yes, and if you do like breasts, bare breasts, well, then get yourself a lady and be a good gentleman who gets to see them. But, however... Don't be a Lenny.
Yeah, don't be a Lenny. That's all we're saying.
Don't buy a
product that's bad.
And then,
buy the DLC
hoping that it gets better.
And spend about $50 on that DLC.
And then when the DLC sucks and the game sucks, put it on the shelf and buy the next stupid garbage game without knowing and do the same thing over. Because these developers think that you
and
like
press
it.
Press repeat.
Because their whole basis is based off of how many units sold. Does the game suck? Doesn't matter because units
doesn't
are
doesn't matter
because
units are selling.
Yeah.
Does not matter. Does not matter if it's freaking, doesn't matter.
Cheers. But the Runner and Gunner show, Gunner. We don't do that. You know why? Because we don't care what you think about our show. You can go ahead and post on Rotten Tomatoes
how much
the Runner and Gunner show hurt your feelings and how much they cuss. We ain't even going to read that, so it doesn't even matter.
It doesn't matter.
Because we don't use
all that
stupid
matters
sites
is that
like
we
Rotten
are laying
stupid
down
asses.
Our opinions, and our opinions are what matters, and we're giving it to the factual, and it's for reals. And our opinions and are actually real. And we got the microphone real.
And you don't.
So that's what that's what counts, you know, that we're laying down our opinions and we're laying down options of different options. Directions.
We
that
are the counterculture, everybody.
Can go.
And that's where we're trying to take you. We're the only counterculture. Counting Crows. We're the only counterculture out there in America. That's why we are America's favorite podcast. And for that matter, we are the only counterculture in the whole entire UK. That's why we're the UK's favorite podcast.
But now, it is time
for that very for the special best time.
Part of the show.
The very special part of the show.
Oh, yeah, the greatest part of the show.
That we love to call
the
Tell you that the Runners got it with the 2 minute rundown because that's NFL, why it's called the rundown because the 2 minute rundown is sponsored by Runner.
Hosted by Runner. Football league is going on and now we know who is in the playoffs. Are you guys excited for the playoffs? Because I know I'm excited for the NFL playoffs. Sorry, Raiders, you didn't make
Wowzers.
It. But next year they will make it. It's okay. And everybody, the Lakers are still struggling, but they will get
Shaquille
back to
O'Neal.
It. Do not worry because they did win the tournament. They have something in them. And when LeBron James decides to turn it on, he's going to turn it all the way on like he turns on his wife at nighttime. Anyways, everybody, things are going good. We got Ohtani on the Dodgers. We got Yamamoto on the Dodgers. It's not happening yet, but it will happen soon in April. So what's going on in the world of WWE and Entertainment, Gunner?
Well, let me tell you right now that numerous shows have been beginning their production, but studios are filled to the brim, so it's going to be very hard, possibly, to see your favorite show this coming year because everybody's been stretched because of the strike. So who knows when you're going to be able to see season 4 or season 5 of your favorite hit show. Because it might be 2025.
So you're saying the strike is slowly developing, but yet it is coming through.
It's coming through. Everybody's, all right. You know, it's kind of like, you know, the groundhog just opening up his eyes and seeing that summer's coming, that winter is gone.
All right.
You know, the ice is just barely starting to melt. Also, we got, we got lots going down,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. Everything is lovely. I heard that Mayweather and Pacquiao, old timers, they're about, what, in their 50s now, they are setting up a fight this year in 2024. Isn't that amazing, Gunner?
It'll pull.
We're going to go. Actually, we're going to go. I got a text from Pacquiao himself, and he said, if
me
it
too.
Happens, yeah, we got a text. I know it was a simultaneous text. And Pacquiao said, if it does go down, Renner Gunner are going to have ringside seats to Pacquiao versus Mayweather. So we're looking forward to that, but it's not going to happen for a while, towards the middle or the end of the year.
Oh, it's true. Everybody out there, if anybody wants to know what's happening in the NFL, the Cowboys are leading the National Football Conference. The 49ers
Cowboys got the bye.
Are in the West. The North is the Lions, and the South are the Buccaneers.
So tell everybody, who's got the bye? 49ers
and Cowboys.
Baltimore Ravens. AFC, Baltimore Ravens.
For the American Football Conference, East is the Dolphins, West is the Chiefs.
The Baltimore Ravens.
North is the Ravens, and South is the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
So it's seeming like it's going to be 49ers and Ravens, but like you said last week,
we never
like
know.
You always say, that the Ravens are always there and never make
we
it.
We never know.
They got, you know, they got an itch, you know, when times are good, they itch themselves and ruin it. So don't be like the Ravens, everybody. Win the Super Bowl. Win your own Super Bowl. Win the life of Super Bowls. Also, we
win
got
the life.
NHL hockey. We got the Eastern Conference.
Eastern.
The Atlantic Division. We got the Bruins. The Metropolitan
Boston.
Division. We got the Rangers.
The Rangers.
In the Western Conference, we got the Central Division as the Jets. And we got the Pacific Division as the Golden Knights.
Las Vegas again.
Las Vegas in the house, baby.
The hottest continent in the planet, and yet they are on top of the hockey world.
I know. It doesn't make any sense, but neither does hockey because it's just an amazing sport. Yeah, and you sock glide each other. And punch, and that's the point of the game is glide. Sock each other. Like, what other game in sports history is all, like, determined by how hard you could sock another person in the face?
Punch and glide and glide and punch.
Maybe boxing, but with, you know. But anyways, the La Liga, for all the Mexicanos out there, we got Real Madrid winning the whole entire scenario. Also, closely behind, the Gironas and the Barcelona and Athletic Club and the Atletico Madrid and also the Real Sociedad and also the Real Betis and Getafe.
So that is going on in the world and go back to your own life. Sports. So everybody out there, we just want you guys to know that if you could have a great Monday, then
you could have a great life. But before we leave, everybody, we just want to really tell you that turn off your phones. This year, the elections are here. Oh, man, the media is done. The media is done. You listen to the Runner Gunner podcast. I'm voting for myself.
Me too.
In fact, I'm going to vote for Runner. I think you'd be a good president.
I'm voting for you, Gunner. All right. Thanks. Well, we'll see what happens.
Thanks.
We got one. There it is. One and one.
One and one. We're Americans. Right. We were born here in California. I know most part of America think we're the kings of America, but it's far from the truth because we are just servants. Servitude is our language, and we are here to serve you, Lennies. Turn off the phone after you get done with this, or put on some good music that we had playing during this episode.
What's your first duty as president to tell these Lennies? Just one. Just give them one.
To pull the royal flush.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
I know.
Dang, you took it out right out of my mouth. There it is. That's it. All right, everybody. So we love you guys out there. We want you to know that. Just have a safe drive wherever you're going and wherever you're headed. And maybe you're coming back. Maybe you're going there. Headed here, north, south, east, west, wherever you're going. Just be safe.
But just remember, this year, 2024, is going to be crazy with the elections. They're going to be pitting you against your brother. They're going to be pitting you against your friends. They're going to be pitting you against your family. Oh, who red? Oh, who blue? Red, blue, red, blue, red jacket, gold blue, jacket, red, blue red, jacket. Blue. Who gives a shit? We're talking about America. We're here together. Whether you're red, whether you're blue, as long as you're not a stupid ass trying to hurt people, then you're good. And whatever jacket you wear, remember, it takes two wings to tango or something. Left, right, 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 left. We need both wings to fly.
It takes both of them.
Exactly.
It takes both.
So turn off the TV. Don't believe anything you see on TV. Go outside and experience life and believe that.
And don't be a CGI, don't be an AI, don't be a vegetable. Get your butts out there and experience life because there's nothing better.
We have to say this at the end of the show. Otherwise, you'd turn it off.
We love video games and we love playing video games. But at the same time,
we buy them all.
We want you guys to get out there.
Thousands of dollars.
And experience life as well.
Yes.
Because there's no need to sit at home, play video games all day, and that's all you do. Doo-doo, caca, poo-poo. Just get out there and experience life. That's what we're saying.
I had a dream the other night, and it went a little I was in my old house, and my father was there, and he was like laughing. Daddy. And I was like, I came in the room, and he was laughing. And I was like, what's going on, Pappy?
Well, I'm fine.
And he's in real life, he's just barely coming to terms with YouTube. And so he's watching YouTube on the TV. He's watching the news. And it's pouring rain. He's like, look, there's a storm. Look. And I look, and they show our house. And it's pouring rain outside of in front of our house. And he opens the door. He goes, but look. And he goes out the room, and he opens the front door, and he goes, but look, it's shining. And I went outside, and it was a bright, beautiful day. No clouds in sight. The sun was shining.
Man, that's a beautiful
day. And he was laughing. He was in the doorway looking outside. And he was in the hallway looking at the news. And the news was reporting at that exact time that there was heavy storms, heavy rain. And it was actually showing our house filled with rain and clouds and dark gray skies. But then in real life, it was a nice, bright, sunny day.
And a beautiful day.
And he couldn't understand it. And he started saying, the news is lying to us. The news is lying to us. I'm like, oh, nobody gave him the memo yet. I was like, well, yeah, no one gave you the memo yet. The news is lying to us. It probably has been since the 80s, but more now with CGI than ever. Yeah. So that was just a premonition of what's to come in this 2024 to 2026. because
no, that was very vivid. You know, give
me Shelter, baby. We already got it.
Good dream.
We already got Shelter, so stay in your shelter.
Got shelters, so stay in your shelters, everybody. And
because it's sunny outside, I don't care what the news says.
I know. They say it's going to be windy, rainy, this and this and this, cloudy, snowy, blah, blah, blah. And we come outside in sunny Southern California, and guess what? Sunny Southern California. What do they call it for that? Why do they call it that? Not for no reason. For one reason only. Because it's true. And every day is going to have sunshine. And
every day.
Every day. And they act like it's not going to happen sometimes. They act like the sunshine is just going to disintegrate. They act like
today's not going to come.
Tomorrow will just never happen.
Stay inside. Today's not going to come.
And yesterday was the reflection of tomorrow. And it's not true. It's not true. And that's why you just got to look up in the sky and predict your own weather and see what is going to happen.
Everybody,
what is going to happen is your future. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about your future. Predict your own futures, everybody, and just be greater.
Everybody out there,
be amazing.
I love ladies, and the ladies love me.
Yeah,
but also, I love humanity, and I want more babies to be made, and I want to compete with countries like China, India, and I think that if we start treating ladies right as gentlemen, and ladies, you just start taking the lead of these intelligent, wise gentlemen, I think we could have a lot more happy families and a lot more babies.
All right, everybody. All we have to do is rebuild and...
rebuild America.
Rebuild America.
Yeah, we're already rebuilt. You know, we're America. We don't care.
Yep.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Cheers to that.
Cheers, Rana. I have
Cheers,
to go.
Cheers, Gunnar. All right, let's let them go. Okay, everybody, we love you guys out there. Ladies, we love you. Ladies, we love you more. So we want everybody to know out there, just do not fall for the fake or the phony or the, just listen to the real podcast. That's what we're doing. We're giving you the real actuality of life. So everybody, we just want you guys to know that we love you guys out there. Everybody, all every audience, whether you hate us, whether you love us, whether you seek us, whether you think you're below us or above us, we love you guys.
Yes, and remember that shadows are dark, but still they cast a green fluorescent shade when you sparkle on through. Sure. I don't know what that meant, but take it with you, because it is a great Monday. Have a great week.
Happy 24, everybody. Kick some butt.
Today's show was sponsored by Nikes.
Nike.
Fly higher, fly better, fly smoother, like Shaquille O'Neal, the champion of the Lakers, and Michael Jordan, the champion of Chicago Bulls.
And by In-N-Out. Get your big old fat old triple double triple triple. And don't forget, it's gonna make you look like a hippo, but it's worth it. In-N-Out, the best burger in town. Southern California, that is. Los Angeles, greatest burgers.
Greatest burger, get the triple hippo.
Solid.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not responsible for any injuries, postponements, or collateral that may occur during our post segments of our entirety of the show. You are now or have been listening to. We would like to add any involvement with similar subjects in the show are completely coincidental and may or may not be facts. We would also like to thank you, ladies.